Good nurse, refresh our sister if you can.
I'll try my best.
Come, Isabella, come. I have already filled your bath. Let's go and scatter leaves upon the water.
Must discover who was in her room.
I am afraid our sister has grown mad.
Grown mad? No, brother, you mistake.
Beyond all remedy.
I say again, we must discover who was in her room.
Who then? Each night I fix the finest thread across the door. Each morning I discover it unbroken.
But you said yourself he must have entered from the balcony.
Her love has never left this place. We have been blind, my brother, blind as night.
Enough of this. Speak plain.
How does our sister spend her days?
On nothing but this basil pot.
She bows before it, rapt, with trembling lips as though before a holy relic. Have you known her water it, but with her tears? And yet how lush and green it grows. This is her love. No midnight caller. Once I sat and glanced up at her window. There she stood and kissed one leaf, and then the next, and then the next. At length I fell asleep and woke to find the setting sun had scattered gold about the twilight garden. Magical and rich. Our sister noticed nothing. Just kissed leaf on leaf.
We must be resolute and brief. Will you stand by and watch our hopes decay for loving of a basil pot? What man will marry Isabella, pale and drawn and gibbering? Would you have it known throughout Messina that we keep an idiot? I have seen houses brought to penury and shame for less. If you would save her from an end in chains and chattering, from some forgotten cell, then let us smash the pot.
So cruelly to untie the Gordian knot?
For Isabella's sake, be swift and sure.
I fear the patient won't survive the cure!
Lorenzo's head.
As pictures kept in darkened rooms do crimes lie dormant but alive.
We must conceal this horror. Bury it!
From whom? What would you hide? You think our sister is not clear? She dines with murderers and sleeps beside a grave? We have been architects of such obscene and intricate corruption. I marvel a design can so outstrip the intellect of its creators.
We may yet devise some remedy.
No need. For Isabella made this delicate pomander to relieve the stench of our misdeeds.
None other but the nurse can know of this. If she is silenced, all may pass unnoticed.
Hers another name? To add to those already butchered? Or gone mad?
I would consider it a mercy. What though should I clamour to reveal? That I have suckled ghouls? That in your mother's place I fondly reared a nest of scorpions? That But even this sad basil pot was more than you'd allow your sister. Well, now think on this. What stood within your grasp lies spilled and rotten. Do with me as you decide, but life will celebrate in spite of you, and Isabella's love will be avenged. In birdsong, blossom, all that blows and breathes and dares to laugh at winding sheets and wreaths.
How did our sister learn Lorenzo's fate?
His ghost, she said, revealed it in a dream and showed her where his body was concealed. Next day, I thought to humour her. She led, I followed, and unerringly, she found the grave and fell to scrabbling at the ground. At last, she reached the object of her toil, all bloated with decay and stained with soil. I wept to see her kiss its broken lips and catch her fingers through its hair. She stroked its empty eyes and swollen cheeks until, with one last kiss, she took a little knife. I helped her cut the head she'd loved in life from off its trunk and bring it home to sow with basil seeds. The rest, well, that you know.
Where?